Thursday, Parshas Vayishlach, Shir Chof, days 22.
Okay, my friends. Okay, we came out over here with a radical Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Radical Rabbeinu Tam, and the sugya is that Goy is not called Gili Arayas. Just to be clear, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is a Goy still considered to be a no-no?
Yes.
It's definitely an Aveira. What's the makar that it's an Aveira? Because by Esther, it still says she couldn't do it. It's still considered to be a Chil Hashem. It's obviously something wrong. It just doesn't have the category. It's just not, doesn't have the status of Gili Arayis. What would be the Nafka Mina? There's no din of Yarg Val Yavar. That's what Tosfos Rabbein Tam is coming to say. Based on that, Mitoich Kach, Hiter Rabbein Tam. Maybe. Does anybody know what Gilead Rice is an Ashish? So, yeah. It says Rabbeinu Tam, this is the Pshat, and we had on Rabbeinu Tam three whopper questions. On Rabbeinu Tam. Who asked these questions? The Rivam. He says, listen, I will prove to you that, let's take a step back before that. Rabbeinu Tam, from this position, Rabbeinu Tam said, halacha lemaisa, I would like to be matir. A woman that had a extramarital affair with a goy. And then afterwards she was chayzer b'tshuva, the goy was megayer. She divorced her husband. Now, in theory, we should apply the halacha echad lebal, echad lebayo, which means if she's asur to her husband, she should be asur also to the bayo. So I would want to apply that over here, and therefore make her asur to the bayo. But no, says Rabbeinu Tam, she's not asur to the bayo because he's a goy, and that's why it's going to be mutter.
Is it if or if she's asur to her husband, she's also asur to her?
We're going to discuss that a little bit, okay? This is what Rabbeinu Tam says. Comes along the Rivam and asks three kashas. Let's try to move along, okay? You hold that question. You remember it? Okay. Asked Rivam three kashas. He says, listen, I can prove to you that even by a goy, we also say this din of Echlebal. Where's his proof? First of all, our very sugya! Because Prutzois, what's the problem with Prutzois? They're going to be Abdi Biratzen and they're going to be Aser on their husbands. Oh, what do you see? There it is right over there. Second of all, the Gemara, there's a Mishnah that says, where a woman that was captured, Bein Ovid Kechavim, says the Gemara Biratzen Asur Labayla. Third of all, the Gemara says the case of Kasher Avadati Avadati. What does it mean, avadati, avadati? She says, just like I'm lost from my father is not alive, I'm going to be lost from you. Why is she lost from him? Because she's going to Achashverosh Beratzen. Achashverosh is a goy. Why is she going to her husband? So we have three riots connected to Rabbeinu Tam. The Rivam is going to say, I reject Rabbeinu Tam. So we have a mitzvah to answer Rabbeinu Tam. So the first answer, the easiest answer, is the Pnei Yeshua's answer. Hold on a second. Pnei Yeshua says, all those Gemaras are Isser Midrabanan. Old Rabbanan. Aveina Chanami Midyar Isa, really, it's not us, sir. But there's going to be, we made an Isser Midyar Rabbanan on the Baal. And that's it. Isser Midyar Rabbanan on the Baal. Huh? Which is Baratza. Right? Yeah, but the point is, Rabbeinu Tam says that whenever you have a goy, it's not considered to be Gilei Arayis, because it's a goy. So the Chayri means even it's Anas Aratzen. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. That's an easy answer. But the Trumas Hadeshin says a different teretz. He says, hold on a second. If you notice, there's a common thread. All three questions is focused on the Baal. And Rabbeinu Tam, when he said his radical halacha, was focused on the Boyal. So maybe you're right. says the Trumas Hadeshen. It could be that the Baal is going to be Usser. The Boil's not going to be Usser. The Baal's going to be Usser. Why should the Baal be Usser if it's not Gilei Arayis? So we explained, we have this major Yesod from the Ma'arik, that the Baal is not Mikoyach. The Isra of the Baal is not Mikoyach that didn't Gilei Arayis. The Isra of the Baal is Mikoyach Umala Boy Moal. Now, if she has a relations with another adult, another man, is she Moal and her husband? Yes. I care if it's a goy and a Torah afkare lezare. It doesn't make a difference. She had a relationship. Her relationship with her husband has been fractured. Umala boy moal. She's also to her husband. We'll see in a second. Says the Trumas Hadeshen. So she's also to the Baal, but she's not also to the Baal. Comes along Reb Noyem Sonnenberg and he says, Eminut! Zolzai, she's also to the Baal, but Echad a Baal, Echad le Boyal. What does that mean? She should be also to both of them. Vice toch oisit. What do we see from Tosfos? According to the way that Trumas Hadeshen is learning, that what? That you can split them up. You can maybe use Dovi's Lashon as if and end. We'll see. Split them up. We're going to see soon. We split them up. Baal and Boyal don't necessarily go together. So what does it mean? Echad a Baal, Echad le Boyal? They don't have to go together. They don't have to go together. Let's see, Rabbi. Also, comes again the Yam Shashlaim of us. Okay, so it doesn't have to go together. Comes again the Trumas Hadeshen, the Yam Shashlaim, and says, I'll prove you that they have to go together. Echabaraya, that they do have to go together. You ready? Rabbi, say, turn for a second to Daftes. Daftes is a major, major sugya. I would suggest the biggest sugya in Ksubis, and perhaps one of the biggest sugyas in Shas. It's the sugya of Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Isura. So Gemara speaks about the story of David and Bathsheba. Anyone that doesn't know exactly the story, well, no one really knows exactly the story. It's a very, very complicated story. But just to give you the basic, bare facts, David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a Nisayan. Well, it didn't start there. It started like this. David HaMelech said to Hashem, he says, why is it that I'm not one of the Avos? Hashem said, because you didn't have Nisayanis like the Avos. He says, okay, give me a Nisayan, and I want to have Avos status. Gemara says, don't do that. Don't ask for Nisayanis. We ask every day, lo li de Nisayan, ve lo li de Bizayan. Don't ask for Nisayanis. David HaMelech asked for Nisayanis, it did not turn out well. What happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him this wild Nisayan with Bathsheba. And David HaMelech, whatever exactly happened over there, it's hard to know. The Maisa, she was kind of a married woman. David HaMelech kind of was boiler. Okay? It's very, very confusing, very murky exactly what happened. But that's the story. Now look at the bottom of Daftes Amid Alf. And the Gemara asks, V'chi Tema, four lines from the bottom. Maisa Shahaya Mepnei Ma Loy Asruha. So she wasn't Asr onto her husband. Her husband's name was?
Uriel.
Uriachiti. Why was she not usher to her husband? She was Mizana. Says the Gemara, Hassam, he didn't die yet.
He wasn't her husband.
What do you mean? No, so that's the second tariff of the Gemara. Gemara, the Moshe, means the husband. So the Gemara, Hassam, Oynes, Havi. Over there was an Oynes. So says the Gemara, what was the question? Sorry, I made a little mistake, a very important mistake. Mepnei malo asrua. What was the question of mepnei malo asrua? On who? Says Rashi. Look at Rashi. Daftesan v'alaf. The bottom Rashi. Al David. Rashi says, question: why did she ask her on David? Who did she marry afterwards? David. How'd she marry David if she was mezana with David? Yeah. How did she? The shah was on David. That's a very important point. Well, how'd she marry David? She's mezana with David. Answers the Gemara. That's because she was an oynes. Who was Ma'anasar? David. So says that, hold on a second. She's not usher to David because David was Ma'anasar? Why does that not make her usher to David? Why does that make any sense? Hold on a second. Why does that make any sense? We're saying, why is she usher to David? No, because David was Ma'anasar. So because he did more of an Aveira, therefore she's less. Where's the logic in this? Why? Because he was Ma'anasar, is she not usher to David? Says the Yam Shel Shlomo. I'll tell you what it means. It means that she's not going to be usher to her husband. And if she's not usher to her husband, she won't be usher to David. Because, can you divide them? No. Because she's not going to be usher to her husband if someone's ma'anis her. We saw two, we have psukim. Lenalas asa dover and mihilon et pasa. She's not usher to her husband if someone's ma'anis her. So she's not usher to her husband, she's not usher to him. So why do I see the Torah tell you? Yeah?
We're comparing a case from a non-Jew to a Jew.
We're just coming to bring out that the two of them are dependent on each other. I see in this Gemara clearly. The Gemara says, it can't be she's also on David. Why not? Because she's not also on Uyachiti. So what do I see? That the two are dependent on each other. Azoi l'choira, azoi zoch, the Yamsha Shleima. Akasha, we said a teretz for Rabbeinu Tam. Let's get it back in. Rabbeinu Tam says that a goy is not gilei rais. We said three rais, that goy is usher to the baal. We say nechalayim usher to the baal, not to the boil. But hold on a second, you separate from the baal to the boil? I see the Gemara over there, you can't separate from the baal to the boil. So then what's going on? What's Pshat Rabbeinu Tam? Here goes, hold on, Yaakov, hold it for a second. Tell me if this is what you were thinking, okay? Here goes. Comes the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Melech and Hilchas Soita Perek Beis, and he declares the following Shiloh. What would you say in the following case? Let's say there's a woman who is Mizane, straight up. Who is she usher to? Her husband and the boyo. Now she's Mizane again with another person, Prutza Garnished. She's Mizane again. Declares the Mishnah Melech, maybe she's not usher to the Bayo. Let's try to wrap our head around this. Maybe she's not usher to the Bayo. Why shouldn't she not be usher to the Bayo?
Because that guy didn't usher to the husband.
What?
Because that guy didn't usher.
Is she usher to the husband?
Yeah, but before that.
No.
Yeah.
But before that, she's already usher to the husband.
She's
usher to the husband. So
the third guy's not adding anything.
Third guy's not adding anything. In other words, like this. I'm going to say it this way. The and this gets back to Dovi's Nusach. The Mashalach says maybe Echad LaBaal v'Echad LaBoyel means the Isser of the Baal is now going to spill over to the Boyel. The Isser of the Baal will create, and now the order is very important. Echad LaBaal, Echad LaBoyel. I'll use the word Nispashet. It spreads. The Isser of the Baal goes on the Boil. Now, when this Baal became Usser, was it Nispashi to Boil number one? Yes. Can it be Nispashi to Boil number two at that moment? Why not?
Because
what?
He's already Usser.
It wasn't there yet. Now that the Boil, the second person is Boiler, is he creating an Isser to the Baal? No, she's already usher to the Baal. So is there any Isser to be nispashit onto the Baal? No. So I want to explain. I want to rectify the Chakira. This is not a question of whether or not the two of them depend on each other. The question is, where is the core of the Isser LaBaal versus LaBaal? Is it two separate Issers? Or is it the Isser LaBaal will go on the Baal? So I'd like to say the following thing. This is the Yusait. Is it possible to be usher to the Baal without being usher to the Baal? What would you say?
Yeah.
Is it possible to be usher to the Baal without being usher to the Baal? Is it possible to be usher to the Baal without being usher to the Baal?
Yeah.
Is it possible to be usher to the Baal without being usher to the Baal?
No.
No. Assuming, so like this. The Gemara says, let's go back to the case of David HaMelech. David HaMelech was Ma'anis Basheva. Is she going to be usher to the Baal? No. So can she be also to the Baal?
Yeah.
No. That's what the Gemara says over there. Gemara says, Baal Korcha, therefore it's not also to the Baal, it's not also to the Baal. But is it possible to be also to the Baal without always being also to the Baal?
Yes.
Says Rabbeinu Tam, when Aisha is Mizane with a guy, maybe she's not also to the Baal, but she's also to the Baal. Says the Yamsha Shlomo, how could you divide them? I can divide them. What do you mean? What about the Gemara and the Aftes? Says you can't divide them. I can't make you usher to the Boyo without being usher to the Baal. But I can make you usher to the Baal without being usher to the Boyo. What's the difference? Because we're saying maybe the Isra of the Baal is Nispashe to the Boyo. So Memela says the Mishnah Lamelech, if she's already usher to the Baal beforehand, maybe she won't become usher to the Boyo. What do you mean? Why does it just become us to the Baal? By himself. Because it doesn't happen by itself. Baal doesn't happen by itself. Baal can happen by itself. Baal doesn't happen by itself.
Baal rapes her.
What?
Baal rapes her.
Then she's not going to be us to the Baal.
Or the Baal.
No. Or the Baal. That's the case of David HaMelech. That's the case of HaMelech. We'll deal with Gemara's later. What?
She's
not us to the Baal.
No. She's us to the Baal in the sense that she was us before because she's an ancient sis. He went and he was an honest her, so she was us before.
If she gets divorced, she's not. David HaMelech married Bathsheba, even though he was Manasseh. David HaMelech was Manasseh Bathsheba when she was a married woman, and he now married her. Ask the Gemara, how could David HaMelech have married her? The answer is because he was Manasseh. How does that make it any better? Says the Amshul Shloima, that's Choyta Niskar. Why is that any better? Says the answer is because you cannot become usher to the Baal if you're not usher to the Baal. You're not going to be usher to the Baal because he was Manasseh. Why does that not make her usher to the Baal? We have a pasuk. The pasuk says Vihiloin et Pasa. That's the pasuk in this week's parasha. That's the pasuk in our Gemara. So she's not usher to the Baal. She's not usher to the Baal. She cannot become usher to the Baal. That's a different issue. It's Isra Ish Ish. So he'll divorce her and then they're not usher anymore.
Even
that's what David HaMelech did. Actually, Rechiti died and then he married her. Yeah. Whatever. So it's okay. It's very, very muddy.
Why David HaMelech fault this?
Okay, it's a difficult thing. Yeah. What? Yeah, but the point is like this. It's not that because my isser is not my own isser. My isser is coming from him. So I can't. You're right. There's a legal loophole, but it's not the pshat. Because you're my honest, that's why you're mutter. Because you're my honest, that's why he's mutter. And if he's mutter, I have to be mutter. So you're right. It's still somewhat chaytin isker, but not. But it's because there's no other way around it over here. Because my whole isser is only coming from him.
The Gemara tells two answers. Why can we say the Rabbeinu Tam and Revan, each one holds up a mashah?
We'll have to get to that Gemara. When we get to that Gemara, we have to see. Now we have a kasha. What is the other man going to do with that Gemara?
How do you see it from the case of the Mishnah?
What?
The third guy changes nothing. How do you see it?
The Mishnah Melech seems to say that the second Baal is not Aser. He has a Hakira. Why should the second Baal not be Aser? First one is Aser. So the first one's already Aser beforehand, so why shouldn't I become Aser? If they're two separate Isurim, so then why not? I don't get it. He's already Aser. Okay, he's Aser. So if anything, he's either more Aser or the same Aser. But if you say the Pshat is that Iser of the first one has to be Nispashet, the Iser can't be Nispashet. The Iser was Chal 2 years ago when she was Mizan with the first one. That Iser came. When the Iser is Chal, so then it can be Chal on both of them. It's his Iser Chal on both. But over there, it's not Chal. So that would be the same Svar. By the way, the Mishnah Melech clears the same Shiloh. What happens if he's Manasseh? Same thing. You're not Aser on the Baal. So why should you become Aser on the Baal? Same Shiloh.
Even the second part of the Hakira, we're saying that it's the spashit from the Baal. I still don't understand the Mishnah Melech's Hakira. How, in his case, how's it possible? If someone's Baal Ish says she's a Nida, and she can't be with her husband for a week, let's say, right? So for that week,
no, because it's the same Isser. It's the same Isser. It's not a new Isser. There's one's Isser Nida, the other one's Isser Soita. It's the same Isser.
When he's Baal Ish, is he creating Isser?
No. It's Anus or Chalas, the same Isser. It's the same Isser, Anus or Chalas. It's not Chal.
He happens to be us as his wife anyway.
It's not Chal. Because Anus or Chalas, it's the same Isser.
Also, when he's Manus and Aish's kind.
Huh?
Also, when he's Manus and Aish's kind, he's still mother there?
Yeah.
Is he married?
Yeah. He's asking a good question. Yeshua is asking a good question. A man's Ma'anis and Aish's kain. So the mice, you're making her usser to her husband. So I'm not sure about that. But what would it be if a person is Ma'anis and Aish's kain?
It's the other problem.
What?
The problem of Gan. It's like a normal Anis. She will always be usser to the husband.
So I'm making her also to the husband now. Because this mice.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's any different than Mola Bomal. The way we're having Mola Bomal, it's a similar type of Muslim. I don't know. Yesh Lachkor. It's something to think about. This is Abayisai. This is the pshat of Tosfos. Now, Tosfos is Rabbeinu Tam is radical. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that a goy is not Gila Rice. And Mikoyach that he wants to be Matir. The Amshul Shlomo says, look, I don't agree with your tremendous chiddush, but it happens to be I agree with your bottom line. Your din I will be willing to agree with. What was his din? That a woman that was Mizana when and with a goy, and the goy was afterwards Megayer. Is she going to be mutter to that goy? Yes or no? I agree with your mutter. And the Amshul Shlomo says two svaras. Second svar, which we said yesterday, is because the Gershon is Geyer. Kikon Shinoila Dami. It's Gekhan Shinoila Dami. So, was he Usher back in the day? Maybe yes. But he's not going to be Usher anymore. is a new person. Panim chadash is ba'olakan. So therefore, the issue is not going to be relevant. What does Rabbeinu Tam hold? You don't say Gershon is gakkan shenol adami. You say Gershon is gakkan shenol adami. Everything. Let me ask you a question. Let's say a goy does something, makes him chayiv misa. Goy can also be chayiv misa. For example, what? Keeping Shabbos or avodah zarah. Any of the shav mitzvahs ben yonah, ibn achai. Any of these things. Gzela. He's chayiv misa. And then he's Megayer. And then he's Megayer. Would we kill him or would we not kill him? He'd say, okay, I'm cutting Shinoila dummy. That's an easy way out. Let's say he borrows $1 million. And then he's Megayer. Do we say, okay, you're Pater? I don't know. So Yaakov already started doing research into this Shaila. It seems like there's some sort of machloikas here between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. And the halacha is clear, my friends. So Yaakov is pointing out the halacha is clear. What is behind the halacha is unclear. It's going to take a lot of work on Yaakov's part. But lemaisa, if a person is mechal Shabbos, it does have a zara, a goy does have a zara, and he's megayir. What's the halacha? What? And then he's Megayer afterwards?
Yeah, it's fine. Because the Chavisiras is a fairish that it's on Bini Shemai. There's no Chiyas. It's not a bunch of Chaykas, it's even
fairish. Okay, so Yaakov's going to have to do, I'll have to sit with Yaakov a little bit more to talk about all the different. I'll call Panim. That seems to be a Shiloh over here. It's not so cut and dry. The Yamsha Shlomo says you can say Gershon is guy can cut and Shinoilid. And Rabbeinu Tam says no. Yamsha Shlomo says another Svar. Says the Yamsha Shlomo that Eino Hanami. Maybe this is called Gilui Arayos. It's Gilui Arayos. It is Gilui Arayos. And really, it should be Yoharik Val Yavar. But I'm not going to create Isser. Isser won't be created. Why would there be Isser here? Says the Yamsha Shlomo, because there's a Svara. Echad Labal. The Echad Labayel, the Venitma Venitma, is only if I'm making you Usser. If you were Usser already, even for a different reason, then we don't say that. That she's going to become usher. If you usher before and because of Gai, now you want to make me usher now because of a new usher, she's not going to become usher. She becomes usher to her husband. She does. She doesn't become usher to the Gai because she was already usher to him for a different reason. What's the different reason? Because he's a Gai. Right. I'll ask you a question. Every time a woman's mezaneh, she's always usher to the other person for a different reason. Why is she usher to the other person? Eish Azish. The answer is, Eish Azish is not an Isser Be'etzem. Eish Azish is just an Isser because she's married to someone. But she could be, if he dies or they get divorced, by a guy is Isser Be'etzem. Can she ever become mutter to a guy?
Yeah.
How?
Because of
Gershon. Then she's not mutter to a guy. Then he's a Gershon, his guy. Couldn't she know that? So this Isser is an Isser Be'etzem. So there's already an Isser here. Can't put a new Isser on. That's what the Yamsha Shlomo says, which is an interesting svara. What's this svara? Why can't you put a new Isser on? It's already Isser. It seems like the Yamsha Shlomo is also going with this svara of Echad Labal v'Echad Labayal. It's not that the Bayal has his own Isser. The Bayal gets the Isser of the Baal. But if the Bayal already has an Isser, so then the Isser is not Nispashit. The Isser doesn't spread to the Baal. He already has his own Isser, so it's not spreading. If he had his own Isser, so why can't his own Isser be Chal? Now, later, whenever it's going to be Chal, it's his own Isser. Hakoponim, these are the different Terutzim in Rabbeinu Tam. Comes along the Rivam. I have a different shot. Says the Rivam. Rabbi said, we have to start the Teretz of the Rivam. Says the Rivam. V'yeish loimer, we're on the second wide line of Tosfos. De'hachi parach, v'lidrush lehu de'aynis shari. Tosfos is a different pshat. I'd like to tell you that aynis is mutter lefi, sha'isha yikarka oilam. V'loy avda maisa. Kidim Ashainu, Perak Ben Sayyid Mira, Estakar Koyla Maisa. So says Tysis, there's a Yesoid. Anytime you are passive and you don't do a Maisa, that's not called that you're going to be held accountable for the Avera Mamish. Why? Because she's Lo of the Maisa. And I have a proof. The Gemara says, why was it that Esther was able to do that Maisa? It was Befar Hesia. What's the Gemara's answer? Was it a Maisa? Esther Karka Oilam Maisa. What was the Gemara's question? She should do, she should be Maiser Nefesh. The answer is Karka Oilam Maisa. Therefore, she doesn't have to be Maiser Nefesh. So in our case, we have a question. She should be a Harig Val Yavar. What's the answer? Karka Oilam.
But Yvonne said earlier, Kasher Avadati Avadati, that this time I'm going Beratan. So I'm going to be Aser to you. So how do you say, how do we tie these in?
It's still not a Maisa.
But it was Beratan.
In a Chanami. Even Beratan, if it's not a Maisa, not a Maisa is not Yoharg Val Yavar. Not a Maisa is not Yoharg Val Yavar.
Why not? What's the story behind Yoharg?
We'll see. We're going to see. Not a Maisa is not Yoharg Val Yavar. This is the Yisoy that the Rivam gives us. Not a Maisa is not Yoharg Val Yavar. So right away, I want to clear a Shaila, my friends. Why not? Let's get it. Is this because you're saying it's lacking in the Gili Arayis? This is not like it's not a full blown Gili Arayis. Or is this a din in Yoharg Val Yavar? Yoharg Val Yavar needs a Maisa. Which one? What do you think? Is this because there's something that's like not a real Gili Arayis? It's Karkoyim, it's not a real Gili Arayis. Or is it because it's something about the Yoharg, it's not, there's something lacking in the Yoharg Val Yavar?
I think it's Yoharg Val Yavar.
Is it that it's lacking in the Yoharg Val Yavar, or is it lacking in the Maisa?
Or if he does have a Zera Ba'onis, it's as if he didn't do it. So,
I mean, we're talking about not doing a Maisa, not Ba'onis. If he's passive, he didn't do a Maisa, is it lacking in the Gili Arayis, or is it lacking in the Yoharg Val Yavar? So if Tosfos HaRosh here, and it's also Tosfos other places, explains the Svara of Tosfos, and he says the following thing. He says, where's the makar for the fact that in Gili Arayis there's a din Yavar Val Yoharig? Yoharig Val Yavar, sorry, Yoharig Val Yavar. Where's it from? Where do we learn it from? He says we learn it from Ritzicha. There's a hekesh. It says that being mezana with a woman is kasher yokum ishal re'eyu u'ritzochay nefesh ken adavar zeh. Ritzicha is just like znus. And says the Toys HaRosh and Toys later on, and Ritzicha is only a din when it's with a Maisa. So therefore, this is also only going to be with a Maisa. In other words, it sounds like from Toysfus, this is a din in the Yoharg Val Yavar. The din Yoharg Val Yavar is only when you're doing a Maisa. If you're not doing a Maisa, it's not Yoharg Val Yavar. That's the svar. The Choyra, that's what it sounds like.
What's Gemara's next question on Esther of that it's
Chal Hashem? Good. I'm going to get to that. That's the next question. Very good. So now, Tosis is Yesoid, my friends, is that any time you're not doing a Maisa, there's no din Yarg Val Yavar. Is there a din Yarg Val Yavar by Ritzicha if it's not doing a Maisa? A din Yarg Val Yavar by Gil Arayis if you're on the... No. Says Tosfos. Let's see it again. V'yeshloimer d'hachi parach. Second wide line. V'lidu shludain nishari l'fisha isha yikar koilam v'of the ma'isa kidim eshanim perak ben tzayimara esta kar koilam ha'isa. That's the Gemara's answer to Esther. Okay, but Tosfos started out. But why didn't the Gemara ask originally from Gili Arayis? Why didn't the Gemara ask originally? What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Why did the Gemara didn't ask from Gili Arayis? What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Because it's a guy. But the Rivam doesn't hold of the reason for guy. So why don't we ask from Gili Arayis? And don't tell me because it's Karko Olam, because the Gemara only introduces Karko Olam in the Maskana. That Gemara asks, Esther was Bifar Hesya, Karko Olam. So did you know Karka Olam in your kasha?
No.
If you knew Karka Olam in your kasha, then you wouldn't have asked your question. I was, you didn't know Karka Olam. And still you only asked from Befar Hesya. Why didn't you ask from Gili Arayis? Oh, because it's a guy. Oh, that's Rabbeinu Tam. You don't hold the Rabbeinu Tam. So why are we not asking in the Kasha? Says Tosis, a trick. Says Tosfos, a Pella de Gazach, he says that we knew Karko Olam even in the Kasha. And that's why we never asked him Gilui Arayos, because we knew Karko Olam. We just thought Karko Olam is only going to help for Gilui Arayos, and it's not going to help for Bifar Hesya. It'll help for that, it won't help for this. So I know Karko Olam already. Says the Gemara, okay, Karko Olam, but it's for Bifar Hesya. Karko Olam shouldn't help for Bifar Hesya. Kamash Malon, Karko Olam helps even for Bifar Hesya. So did the Gemara over there know the Svar of Karko Olam? Yes. And still it asked the question. Now, if Karko Olam would be a Svara in Gilui Arayis, I could hear. Maybe it's a Svara only in Gilui Arayis. But we said Karko Olam is a Svara in Yarg Val Yavar. So why is there a Havamina that Bifar Hesya is going to be any different? Why is the Havamina that Bifar Hesya is going to be any different? And what's the maskala? We say, I'm saying tif. Here goes. The Sukkas David has two pshatim in why it is that if you do it, your karka olam, it's not going to be considered a din of you're not going to have your valya. One pshat is because you need a maisa v'poyel in order to have a din in a chanami. Maybe it's an aveira if you don't do it with a maisa. But you need a maisa in order for us to be in the category of yarg val yafar. There's another svar. The other svar is that if it's done passively, you do it passively, so then it's not even called that you even did it at all. Explain as follows. I'll start like this. Perhaps we could say there's a difference between Gilui Arayis Shvichas Dam Avodah Zarah and Bifar Hesya. What's the problem with Gilui Arayis Shvichas Dam Avodah Zarah? The problem is I should not do an Avera of Gilui Arayis, an Avera of Shvichas Damim, an Avera of Avodah Zarah. What's the problem with Bifar Hesya? Is the problem the Avera? The problem is the Chil Hashem. So I would say it like this. Gili Arai Shvichas Dam Avodah Zarah, the Maisa is Yehorek Val Yavar. Chil Hashem, the Toitzah is Yehorek Val Yavar. Gili Arai Shvichas Dam Avodah Zarah, it's the Maisa is Yehorek Val Yavar. You can't do this Avera, is Avera Chamura. Don't do an act of Gili Arai Shvichas Dam Avodah Zarah. But by Chil Hashem, it's not the Avera, it's not the Avera, it's the fact that there's a Chil Hashem here. So says the Gemara, I understand Karko Olam. There's no Yarg Vayachar. Why not? Because I'm not doing a Maisa. There's no Maisa over here. But Chil Hashem is not totally in the Maisa. Chil Hashem, if there's a Chil Hashem coming out of it, you should be Yarg Vayachar. So I don't care it's Karko Olam. There's no Maisa. The Sakta Gomar Maskana. If you are Karko Olam, it's not the Pshat that there's no Maisa here. There's no Chil Hashem. You didn't do anything. You were the Chil Hashem is if you would do something, but if Esther, if she was Karko Olam, the Pshat is there's no Chil Hashem Bichlal. It would happened in public, but it wasn't a Chil. So therefore, it's the fact that Karko Olam. We knew Karko Olam is making that this is not something you have to. There's no Chiyuv of Yarg Val Yavar because of Gilui Arayis. Why not? Because I'm not doing a Maisa. Is there Chil Hashem? I think so. So then, why is it not? Yarg Vayavar because of the Chil Hashem. Karko Olam tells you there's no Chil Hashem. We read it in the Lashon of Tosfos. Let's see it again. Tosfos says.
The people that know
what's
Karko Olam.
Yeah. What? Okay, that's stam akasha. We have that's always akasha we have. That the people don't know that it's that it's. So why don't we have a problem with the fact that it's going to be a chilul Hashem because of that?
Well, it depends on how you define
chilul
Hashem.
Could be it's not bechefta chilul Hashem. It's not bechefta chilul Hashem. The people that people are going to misconstrue it.
No,
it's not a chefta of chilul. It's not a chilul Hashem.
What's enough chilul Hashem?
No, it's not.
Let's say nothing goes on behind the closed doors. It's still the same Chil Hashem.
It's not.
Yeah, because everyone, people know that it's going on.
A person has to do something makes a Chil Hashem. If he doesn't doing something, it's making a Chil Hashem. It's not Chil Hashem. If the fact that it's not Chil Hashem.
Why isn't what Maris Ayin?
What? What'd you say? Maris Ayin is you're doing something. Over here, you're not doing something. She's not doing anything.
There, it's Maris Ayin.
What?
Yeah, we said come to Shlem with it. The reason we asked why, according to if you're not doing a Maisa, Ayinus makes it you're not doing a Maisa. Why did you over right to yourself? We said that Maisa is still Chil Hashem, so the Chil Hashem can't go with this territory.
What?
We asked. If we said like that, honest means you're not doing the myself.
Right.
Why do you have to kill yourself? This
right, right. Oh, enochanami. But the yisoid we see from over there, it's the same yisoid. Chil Hashem is not totally in the myself. It's totally in the toitza. You know, in the myself. You're right. This will not stem with that, but it's the same yisoid we're bringing. Rabbi Yisai, I thought about this a little bit longer than you did, so I suggest you try to think about it a little bit more before you decide that it is not shot. I think you have to think about it a little bit. Okay, Chmenez is Emes La'amita Shel Torah. I'll call upon him. Let's go over it again, Rabbi. So let's see it inside. What does Tosis say? He says, Tosis, V'ha deloi parochasim gili arayasu de pshitale de ikel shenuyi karko oilam hu ve'im balimsa atzmoi evol inyin chil Hashem ve'inir shul yoil tam de karko oilam u'mishani karko oilam oisa ve'afilu chil Hashem leka. There isn't even a chil Hashem over there. There's no chil Hashem. That's what he says. Oh. So Rabbi Yisai, the question is as follows. Let's try to understand. Tosis is giving us a yisoid. And there's no Maisa, there's no Yehorik Val Yavo. By Gili Arayas. Where do we learn it from? From Ritzicha, because we linked it to Ritzicha. How do you know Ritzicha doesn't have a din of Yehorik Val Yavo? Where do we get that from? Let's take it a step back. Comes Tosis and says the following thing. Ready? Here goes. Why is there a din by Ritzicha of Yehorik Val Yavar? Where do we get it from? Where's the makar for Yehorik Val Yavar by Ritzicha? The Gemara says, "My chazis the damach didach sumek tve dilma damach decha miyemar the damach didach sumek tve." So in other words, what happens if someone comes over to you and says, "That's the Gemara's case. I want you to kill Reuven, or I'll kill you." Can you go and kill Reuven?
No.
No, because either you're dead or Reuven's dead. Why should you kill Reuven to stay alive? Who said your blood is any redder than Reuven's? However, what would happen in the following case? This is what Tosis says. Here too, my friends. Tosis says, what about if I say, allow me to kill Reuven and don't get in my way. If you get in my way, I'll kill you. Do you have to save Reuven and put your blood on the line in order to save his blood?
No.
Says Tosis, now we're going to use my chazis adirabba. My chazis the damach the chavrach sumek tvei dim and damach didoxa. Why do I have to get myself killed in order to save him? So what do I see when I'm passive? There's no din yarek valyava. Does that make sense? What? That's the klal. My chaz is the damach nidach sumach tvei. That's the klal. So I don't know whose blood is thicker. I don't know if his blood is thicker. I don't know my blood is thicker. You're going to tell me I have to stop him from being killed and get by myself? If I'm saying I'll kill you if you don't kill him, okay, I can't kill him to save my own life. But I don't have to save his life to kill myself.
Saying, why is that din of my blood thicker than your blood not applied to this? Why is it?
I don't know whose blood is thicker, so therefore I'm not going to do anything.
So, and if he's telling you to kill him, then you know that he has...
No, but you can't do anything. So you have to sit there and allow yourself to be killed. You can't kill him. But over here, I want to kill him. Don't get in my way. I'm going to kill him. If you get in my way, I'm going to kill you. So you can just not do anything. So I see when I'm passive, there's no din of Yehorik Val Yavar. But there's a flaw in this. Because that's not a raya at all. Because let me ask you a question. Let's say a person says, allow me to do Avodah Zarah. Allow me to do Avodah Zarah. And if you don't allow me to do Avodah Zarah, I'm going to kill you. Is that Yarg Valyavar? Allow me to do Avodah Zarah. And if you don't allow me, I'm going to kill you.
If he's going to kill you, he's going to do it anyway.
Okay. Is that Yarg? Tell me a better reason. Why is that not Yarg Valyavar? Because you're not doing Avodah Zarah. You're not doing Avodah Zarah, Bechlau. You're not doing the Avodah Zarah. A person says to you, allow me to do Avodah Zarah, or I'm going to kill you. So, what does that do with me? If you want to do Avodah Zarah, that's your problem, it's not my problem. So why in the world should that be Yarg Valyavar? So a case where he says, allow me to kill Reuven, or I'll kill you. Of course it's not Yarg Valyavar, because I'm not killing Reuven. So Tosis makes a case. I got a case for you. I got a case. The case is as follows. He says, don't allow me to kill him. Allow me to take you, pick you up, and throw you on Reuven. Allow me to do that. This is Tosis's case. Allow me to pick you up and throw you on Reuven. Tosis says we have to be talking about Reuven's pretty small. Actually, Reuven is a baby. A baby. Allow me to throw you on Reuven. And then, why does Tosis have to say this weird case of allow you to throw you? Because or else, I'm not even a part of this. Now, says Tosis, now you should do your Yehorig Valyavar. Do you have Yehorig Valyavar on that?
Or not. It comes after the maisa. It's not about whether you're involved. No, you have no chiyuv. If you're not doing a maisa, you have no chiyuv to do a maisa of getting yourself killed.
Ultimately, he's karka olam. He's passive in the maisa. Maybe part of the maisa, but he's still.
Tosis says, this is my makar that anytime you're passive. But frektor b'chayim brisker. Aboisai. If someone picks me up and throws me on a baby, am I over the aveira of lo sirtzach?
No.
Am I over the aver of losirtzach? Am I a bystander? Basically, you're the weapon. So who's over losirtzach? If someone picks up someone and throws him on a baby, who's over losirtzach?
The guy
who threw. So how did you? The Tosis is trying to give us a case where you're going to be Yarek Valyavar, or we could discuss it. But I'm not over losirtzach over there either.
What if the guy says, take me and throw me onto Reuven?
Okay, but that's not Yarek Valyavar. That's not Tosis' case. Tosis' case is, I say, listen, Dovi, don't move. Allow me to pick you up and throw you on a person. Don't move.
Can I just move and then you'll throw me?
I'll kill you. So what's the deal? So is that a case of Yarek Valyavar? Says Reb Chaim, that's not a case of I'm a Reiteach. I'm not a Reiteach. I'm just a weapon.
You go to our
mikvah? Well, all part of the same question. L'chay or not?
What?
It's not my power. I'm not the one who's doing it. What? What does he mean, makes you hold the knife?
Hold the knife like this. I'm
going to push you.
I'm going to push you. Push you? Same thing? Same thing. Same thing.
Let me tell you to hold the knife and you throw someone at the knife.
Okay. Everybody say, we're going to have to figure out all these things. This is Reb Chaim's kasha. Abayisai, we have to get the kasha klar. The teretz beis Hashem beis siyata d'shmaya we're going to do on Sunday, and we're going to finish up the sugya of Yehorig Valyavar on Sunday. This is Reb Chaim's kasha. Reb Chaim's teretz is gor lamdish. It's the most lamdish. This is the most lamdish teretz. We're going to try to give other teretzim, but beis Hashem we're going to continue this on Sunday. I'd like to just close with a thought on this week's parasha. Mmm. But see, I want to share with you a classic vart on this week's parasha. This is one of the ones you have to know. Pasuk says Yaakov Avinu is concerned. I'm afraid of you. He's afraid he's having a confrontation. He's coming back. He's having a confrontation. And it was dangerous. Hashem save me. Miad ochi miad esav. So the Pashit Pshat is Yaakov Avinu is, I guess, is kind of like just he's qualifying which brother he's talking about. Miad ochi, save me from my brother. Miad esav. Even though he only had one brother. But Miyad Achi Miyad Esav. Zokta Beis Alevi. He's saying something else. What? Miyad Zokta Beis Alevi. He's saying something else. He's saying Be'etzem two things. He's saying save me from Esav, my enemy. And save me from Esav, my brother. Because Esav can try two different tricks. One trick, he could come as an enemy. He could try to destroy us. He could try to persecute us. He could try to annihilate us. He could also try to come and say, let's be brothers. Let's hang together. Let's travel together. And Yaakov was afraid of both of them. And Esav tried both. He did try both. Right away, Esav tried biting Yaakov's neck, Kayodua. Didn't work out well for him. And then he said, Yaakov, let's travel together. Let's go. It's, you know, we're brothers. Let's hang out together. Which is more dangerous, I ask you? But Moshe Shapiro said the following thing. Pele Plaim. He asked, which was the worst galus in the history of Klal Yisrael? He said, Galus America. Is the worst galus in the history of Klal Yisrael. According to sociologists, there should be over 100 million Jews in America today. There's less than 10 million Jews. America killed 90 million Jews with apple pie and Sunday afternoon football. That's what they killed. Come, just come. No problem, we're good. Apple pie, a little watermelons, hang out together. That's all we'll be. We'll just be brothers. Let's just be brothers. There's America's no anti-Semitism. I mean, Rahman al-Islam, it's getting a little crazy there, but that's not what they didn't kill us with their anti-Semitism. They killed us with, let's just be friends. Why do we have to be so different? Why can't we just hang out together? Let's have the same pastimes. Let's eat together. Let's party together. And then everyone's gone. 90 million Jews off the face of the planet. Not one shot fired. You know what Rav Shlomo Zalman said? Listen to this. It's frightening. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, all of the tzoras that come to Klal Yisrael is because Klal Yisrael is not makben on Pas Yisrael. Pas Yisrael. I don't know if many guys even know what Pas Yisrael is. You know what Pas Yisrael is? There's a difference between we don't eat together. We don't drink together. We don't eat together. We have our places. We have our food. And that's it. And we stay away. You can see it written down. It's a pili plim. Shlomo Zalman said, that's the tzoras Klal Yisrael has it because we blur the lines. We try to get haircuts like them. We try to talk like them. We listen to their music. We go to their ballparks. We just become like we're just a guy wearing a yarmulke. You can even put a little Nike on it and it could be cool. This is dangerous. This is very dangerous. And Yaakov saw it already back then. Hatzileini no miyad ochi. We have to realize we are different. I'll end with a story. And this story, you might have a hard time with this, my son. But maybe one day you'll understand it, because I didn't understand it right away either, but now I understand it, I hope. This story happened many years ago. Rav Moshe Feinstein was the Gadol Hador. He was paskening, he was creating halacha. He was creating halacha. I heard the story from Rav Nachman Levovitz, Rashiv and Amir, told me he heard it from the person who was there. One of his gabbayim was there, and Moshe got a call. And the call was, what bracha do you make on pizza? You should know the bracha that we make, the halacha of pizza, everyone goes back to the Gis Moshe. This is when it happened. This is the person called him up and said, what bracha do you make on pizza? So Moshe said, what's pizza? So he said to him, pizza, he explains that you put a big thing, and there's dough, and there's sauce, and there's cheese on top, and they cut it into slices, and he's explaining the whole thing, and what's, you know, and he told him it's an Italian Michael, that, you know, that they eat in Italy, and he's, and Kitzur, Moshe told him what he said. Ayin Sham, what the psak is, or wiener has, it depends on what the base is. Is it milk? Is it water? Kitzur. Moshe hung up the phone. And he said, Gewalt. Gewalt. Yidin hoben eigene macholim. Yidin have their own foods. Favos daf zegein zuchen by andere. Why do we have to go by other people? Why are we looking for Italian food, French food, Thai food, Chinese food? Why are we looking for Spanish food? Why is everything? Why are we looking for everything? It's from somewhere else. Oh, let me see. We have egg in the macholim. A knish. Gefilter fish. You know? I have this little I mean, this is... chopped liver. I mean, this is Yiddish ma'acholim. Yiddish ma'acholim. I want to tell you something. My father used to give the heksher to Ratner's kosher Jewish cuisine. Ratner's is still open, but it's treif because no one eats Jewish cuisine. Only the goyim. Like, well, let me see. Let me have some. You know, only a goy goes to like a store and buys matzo ball soup. You know what I mean? You didn't do that. You're not looking for. We're looking for what's out there. Let me see what's out there. Oh, what are they eating in China? What are they eating in Morocco? What are they eating in? Boys, I just understand the krechts of Rav Moshe. I'm not telling you to stop eating pizza. Pizza is today a Yiddish amaychol. If you've ever been to Italy, they don't eat this type of pizza. It's the China, they don't eat Chinese food. This is all Yiddish amaychol. But understand the musik, understand the krechts of Rav Moshe. Gewalt. Let's have a little Jewish pride. Let's have a little Jewish pride. Have a good job.